Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest is not here, and so it's going to be open lines, and I'm looking forward to your calling at 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524, because, we have no specific program, although I was just looking at the Internet and noticing that the voters, the Ron Paul supporters in Maine, are calling for a recount of the votes. They think it was fraudulent. They think that Ron Paul won the election, and they were very selective in the counties that they didn't bother to count up there. In other words, they reported the result of the election before the votes were in, and the counties that supported Ron Paul, they didn't get counted because of the snow or some other a ridiculous thing. And you have to understand that they rig elections. They've done it for years. They've rigged presidential elections. Certainly, there seems to be little question that George Bush lost the election in 2000. He lost the election in 2004. It was the Supreme Court that gave him the election in 2000, despite the fact that all the evidence showed that Florida actually went to the opposition, and Sydney in 2004, why they rigged the election in a number of counties in Ohio. Well, why should we be surprised that they would rig elections to put the man they wanted in political office when they start wars? And right now I think we probably have our guest with us. Let's just see. Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this isn't your guest, but this is Steve from Greeley calling in this morning, and I want to thank you for your great work again. I wanted to bring up something that we were on the topic of in terms of politics. We're going to have our Republican caucus meeting this Saturday, and I'm going to go because I've been elected as a delegate, and I wanted to encourage the people in Colorado, especially the Republicans, to bring up this issue of Agenda 21 during the debates and during the elections, because obviously you've done a great job covering this. There's so much information out about this. We were losing a good portion of the state already to Agenda 21 and sustainability up and down the Front Range. Now, here in Weld County, where I'm calling from, we're not quite set up to do that, but I think it's very important that we vote for delegates who will make this part of the Republican platform and begin this grassroots movement of fighting sustainability and Agenda 21 this Saturday when they vote for these delegates. I'll be there in my area, and I encourage other Republican delegates who are going to the delegate meeting, the district caucuses this Saturday to stand up for an opposing Agenda 21, especially, Dr. Stan, because our former mayor and now governor of the state of Colorado is a Democrat, John Hickenlooper, and I'm sure you're quite aware with the great guests you've had on this program as to how involved he is in Agenda 21.
Well, I think it's a great idea. And, of course, basically when you get into Agenda 21, you get into all sorts of other things. You get into the fact that there is an elite that run the world, and this is their agenda. And, of course, Agenda 21 explains their population control, not just abortion and euthanasia, but the fact that they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our food, they're poisoning our water, And I hope that you'll be erudite in that and point out they've already killed several billion people. I mean, it's estimated 400 billion people deaths have been prevented there in China because of their one-child policies, and a similar number have been killed in Russia since the revolution, and so the programs they have all throughout the world to limit the world's population. They've already killed over 50 billion children here in America, 54, 55 billion. And then the number of children know that I have not been conceived as well because of the fluoride in the water and the mercury in the vaccines. And, you know, but simply Agenda 21 involves everything going on today. It goes right along with the whole idea of shifting our jobs overseas. So it's a wonderful talking point, and the fact that there is an elite that runs the world, and the fact that you never hear about it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And I think it should be so obvious to any thinking person, the newly appointed premier of Greece, Papandreou, Papademos. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. The newly appointed premier of Italy, Mario Monti, is a trilateralist. How could that possibly have happened that we have trilateralists in many of the key positions in our own government? There's only a handful of them in the world, not more than, probably 350. And yet they hold all the key positions. And Barry Goldwater had warned us this was going to happen. But Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century. It's being carried out. And when you ask, why are we bringing wolves and mountain lions into areas where there are people? It's all part of Agenda 21. It's an anti-human agenda. Yeah, I think that's great. Are you going to be able to get some support?
Well, I'm hoping so. And your show, of course, and so many other people are getting this information out about how dangerous sustainability, ICLEI, all these different things that are going on. And we need a show of hands and recognition that a lot of these people are coming in to take over positions of power, municipal, county governments, state governments. So it's a very local issue, as we know, but it's following this big, huge international worldwide Agenda 21 UN agenda, as you pointed out. So this is definitely coming in under the radar. Most people don't realize how dangerous it is, and we need to be identifying that already at this caucus level, I believe, as we head into this next election.
Well, basically, do you have a copy of Agenda 21?
Well, I have been looking at this recent book. I know Alex Jones has had the author on, the Behind the Green Mask, and she has done a great job. Rosa has done a great job of actually documenting these things. And she said she's a liberal Democrat that was caught off guard by all this stuff, and she's alarmed by it. So this is not necessarily a Republican issue. This is about us against this big machine. And I don't have the copy, but if you have a website, I will write that down and check into it. We can get that information out.
Yes, well, we actually have original. Cindy, the best website is Michael Shaw, freedomadvocates.org. We actually publish the United Nations Agenda 21, so people can actually see it. They used to publish it, no problem getting it, but now no longer publish it because they don't want people to read and understand there really is this internationalist, this elitist agenda to transform the world we live in and take us into wilderness areas. And, of course, it involves, goes right along this whole effort to ship our jobs overseas and redistribute the wealth of the world and bring universal poverty to those people allowed to live. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 877-25.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I stand here, and Sydney, is our guest still there? A gentleman that's still there, the Republican delegate? Oh, I guess we lost him. Anyway, our telephone number is 831, pardon me, is 877-4. The number escapes me right now for 877-254-7524. I have about 8 different telephone numbers to call because of all the programs we have. So, but give us a call, 877-254-7524. If there's something you'd like to talk about, maybe you'd like to talk about Agenda 21. It is the agenda of the elite for the 21st century. It is their books, their publications. You can see it really laid out in four publications. Number one is the United Nations Agenda 21. We've republished it. It's available through my ministry. It's in entirety. It is also summarized what they're going to do in something called the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the Second Earth Summit. Second Earth Summit was held in 1992. This was published in 1994, and it goes into the background of all the things they intend to do, limiting the population and just transforming society. It's fairly well summarized in the Earth Charter, the new Ten Commandments for the world. It's actually 16 commandments, but they lay it out there, and then, of course, in the inscriptions on the Georgia Guidestones, they reiterate these same basic ideas of this elite occult agenda, and this is what it's all about. Well, who do we have calling in?
Yeah, hi, this is Greg from Aurora, Colorado.
Hey, good to hear you.
Great
from
to speak
you, Greg.
With you,
how
Dr.
You doing?
Stan. Listen to you every day, and I have a little comment about kind of a victory that took place last week in the Colorado State House, having to do with a House Bill 1060 at 1060. It was an effort by the Dietitians Union to incorporate an Agenda 21 type thing into natural foods and health supplements, et cetera, by requiring, the bill would require that anybody having to do anything with supplements or any kind of nutritional counseling or anything had to be a licensed dietitian, even usurping the the medical training of medical doctors. So it was very invasive, and a lot of the health food stores, and I learned about it. I sent emails to my representatives, and I learned yesterday on a website that the bill was killed in committee. It was voted against by some very, I'd say great patriots, a guy named Les McKinley, who's been on American Freedom Network quite a bit. So,
that's great. Basically, they're poisoning us. I mean, they're poisoning the food. They know there's aspartame and MSG in the food. They know about the bisphenol in the food. They know that the fats they've been telling us for years were good. Unsaturated fats were bad for us, and they told us not to eat the eggs and the butter and all the things that were good for us, the cream. And they gave us the toxic fats. They knew what they were doing, and they've been poisoning us. And it's been the nutritionists who are putting out that information. And they want you to go to their meetings so that they will give you their advice. And this is how they're actually killing people. And this is why the mortality on the American people is falling. And I think we're about 17th or so. They know very well that all the chemicals and coloring and the things that create odors that they give us, the hair coloring, and so many of these things are toxic, and the pesticides and insecticides they're spraying our food with. They know that drinking milk is cows treated with recombinant bovine growth hormone increases the incidence of both breast and prostate cancer. They know these things. They know how toxic large amounts of soy are and how they're carcinogenic, and they know that genetically modified food increases the incidence of cancer and infertility. They know all of these things. I'm not saying that the average nutritionist knows it, but the people at the top, and they are poisoning our food, just like they're poisoning our water, just like they're poisoning the air we breathe. So I think that's really great, and this bill was defeated, and basically when the people get together and organize, they can't stand against this. Now, that's why they want the war with Iran, so they can increase government control, and then they can say anybody who supports or who opposes what we support, obviously, is a terrorist. What we need is to let everybody know they're planning on a war with Iran. This has been planned for a long period of time. There's no reason to do it. And probably we have people planted in the highest levels of the Iranian government, like we had them planted in the highest levels of the German government during the Second World War.
Right. Okay, Doctor. Well, that's all I had to say. I appreciate your show, and thanks for taking my call.
Okay, very good, and God bless, and keep up the great work. If you keep pressure on your legislators, why, we can block what's going on, we can buy time, and I know that there's an increased awakening all across America, which is what's so exciting. God bless you for all your work. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, and of course, this poisoning the food, poisoning the water, and poisoning the air is all part and parcel of their program. And who's calling in? Who's calling in?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, my name's Edward. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Oh, how you doing? My name's Edward. I'm a 6-year Army veteran. One of the main reasons I got out of the Army is because out of 6 years, I deployed 3 years from 2005 all the way to late 2008.
Right.
And what I saw there is no progress in Afghanistan and no progress in Iraq. And there's a solidarity march on February 20th at the White House. Active duty soldiers and veterans will be marching up to the White House at noon supporting Ron Paul, because on the media, they're saying that they don't that the media says that the troops don't support Ron Paul, but 71% of all the troops support Ron Paul, and the rest support the other candidates. So I just want to bring that up to your attention. On February 20th, there'll be a solidarity march on February 20th at the White House with active duty soldiers and veterans. I live in Brighton, Colorado. I wish I could go there, but I can't, but I do support the troops out there, and I love them all, you know?
Well, I think that's great. And basically, the military supports Ron Paul because he's against these senseless wars. It's the Christian leaders who are advocating war, and it's the Vic Santorums and the Newt Gingriches and the Mitt Romneys, who are pushing this concept of war. My great disappointment was Michelle Bachmann went along with the wars. Where is the Republicans used to be against senseless wars? And, well, of course, because they control both political parties now, you're not allowed to get ahead in the Republican Party unless you support torture, you support war, just like our religious leaders do. May heaven help this country.
Yes, and one more thing that I do want to bring up, the war on drugs is totally fake, because when I was stationed in Afghanistan, I was in a Black Hawk unit, and we dropped off two Marines at the poppy fields in Helmand province in Afghanistan. So we had the Marines guarding the opium fields, which I did verify, because the Marines that we did drop off, I asked them, what are you guys doing here? What is this field called? And then they told me, well, we're guarding the poppy fields for the people. And what people don't know is 95% of all the opium trade is coming out of Afghanistan and going to other countries. And yeah, it just baffles me that when I saw that, it just blew me away. And I did some research on that, and they do guard the opium fields down there. But at the same time, we're fighting a war on drugs, but the government is guarding the fields. And this fake war on Al-Qaeda is totally fake. It was created by the CIA in the late 80s, I believe, to fight against the Russians. And
We have a war on cancer. We got more cancer. We got a war on drugs. We got more drugs. We got a war on poverty. We got more poverty. We got a war on terrorism. We got more terrorism. We have a government program to, increase education. Our kids are, our educational levels are falling. We got a war, in the environment, and the environment is getting worse and worse and worse, and they're poisoning our food, water, and air. And the average individual doesn't understand the war on drugs is phony. The CIA is the greatest provider of drugs in the entire world, and everybody else in the world knows that, except the people here in the United States. And it's so difficult to believe
that
we would have a war on drugs
and
our soldiers would be over there protecting the drugs.
Exactly. And I want the people to support Ron Paul, because I believe in his foreign policy of no interventions. You know, all these wars cost money. We're broke. You know, I work at a full-time job, and I'm barely making ends meet because the price is going up everywhere. Inflation tax on groceries, everything, I just hope Ron Paul wins, but I did notice that the media cut him off, or they don't mention him, whether he's in second place or third place. They don't mention his name anywhere. And when people see that, why are they not talking about it, or why not they're calling their local news sites, hey, talk about the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act bill. They don't talk about that here. I talk to my friends here, and they don't listen to me. They just blow it off. All they talk about is,
talking
with the stars or wrestling or the Super Bowl, and who cares about that stuff, you know?
Well, but you just keep talking about it. Remember, you're challenging the very essence of who they are. We are what we believe. We believe the wrong things, but that becomes the very essence of us. And I know, because I used to be one of those people, and it took me a long time to eventually see the reality as it really is. So don't get discouraged. But that story about the Marines guarding the drugs in Afghanistan over and over again, and just say, if we've really got a war on drugs, why are we protecting the drugs there in Afghanistan? Is it possible that we're really in Afghanistan, you know, for entirely different reasons? Is one reason they're there to guard the drugs so the CIA can sell them? And then when people look horrified, say, look, if you don't believe it, go up on the Internet and just type in CIA largest purveyor drugs in the world, or CIA.
Exactly. And then that's what I tell people, and they don't believe me
Internet,
that.
So we can just get people to utilize
people,
facilities.
Or the,
why suddenly they begin to realize what's really going on?
Exactly. And then what people don't know is the CIA, they put in charge of the opium field, is actually the president of Afghanistan. That's his brother running the opium fields, which people don't know. But so the CIA put in charge of the president's brother to run the opium fields.
You're absolutely
right. People don't know
right.
that, but...
Karzai's brother.
Verified it, and it's true. And
God bless. Thanks so much. Again, our number 877-254-7524. 877-257-5524.
All right, thank you.
It's open line. Love to hear from you.
1360 AM The Lion is expanding their highly revered and successful health and wellness radio programming, and you may be the talk show host we're looking for. No previous on-air experience is required. We help train with production and airing of your own radio show. This rare opportunity is being offered to the right business who is willing to purchase our low-priced airtime to grow and promote their professional business on one of KHNC's longest-running and respected shows. KHNC has a proven track record of propelling health businesses into financial abundance and greater success through our established radio programming. If you are a dynamic health educator, have the gift of gab, are confident you can self-host, and you're a storefront business or service known for being ethical, professional, and caring, email your information and request an interview and pricing now at 1360am advertising@hotmail.com. This is your opportunity of a lifetime. That's 1360am advertising@hotmail.com. 1360am advertising@hotmail.com.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And back here, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have something you'd like to talk about, it's open lines this morning, so give us a call. And certainly our last caller back from Afghanistan, and reiterating and documenting the fact that, as we've told you before, one reason we have troops in Afghanistan, 500,000 people over there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda, is to guard the poppy fields. If we didn't guard the poppy fields, why, the Taliban would come in and destroy them, because they're against the growing of poppies. In fact, basically, one of the reasons I think we went in there was because the Taliban were destroying the poppy fields, and we had to stop that. We had, of course, to have a supply of heroin, because we're using it not only for profit, but to corrupt people all throughout the world, to destroy their lives, to take them into this horrible world of drug addiction. And you say, who would do something of that evil? Well, we're dealing with organized evil. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or if you don't know who really runs this world, you need to get Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you don't have the funds to order, it's not that expensive, but if you don't have the funds to order it, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and you can watch the talk from which the book came simply by going to the section on videos, scroll down to videos. It's the first video there. And in this instance, why the book came from the talk rather than the talk coming from the book. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. What would you like to talk about this morning? Would you like to talk about the 10-year war we've been fighting in Afghanistan, and the fact we have are paying the salaries of over 500,000 people to fight the 50 members of Al-Qaeda? And those of you who have any question about that figure, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, go up on the Internet, your search engine, type in Leon Panetta, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or General James Jones, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or Steve Croft, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, even Barack Obama, you can probably bring that quotation up. And when Barack Obama was asked, why are, by Steve Croft on 60 Minutes, and I think it was December of 2010, I can't remember all the dates, but somewhere in there, and Sydney, why are you sending another 30,000 troops to Afghanistan when there are only 50 members of Afghanistan of Al-Qaeda? Why Barack Obama didn't hesitate? He said, because they're there plotting against us, and I'm here to protect the American people. And Steve Croft didn't challenge the absurdness of that. Pull all of our troops out and send in three Delta Force teams, and that would be the end of the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Well, we're not fighting the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. They're simply an excuse to be there. And the whole war in Afghanistan and in Iraq and the coming war with Iran are all as phony as a $3 bill. Well, who do we have calling in? Who's calling in? We have somebody calling in.
This is Ruth from Denver.
Oh, hi. Good to have you with us.
So
speak up.
You mentioned the CIA. Aaron Russo said that the CIA started the Ms. magazine. And,
I wouldn't be surprised.
He validates.
I can't document that, but I know that they all fit together into this Brotherhood of Darkness. Because remember, the Time magazine was started an awful long time ago, probably even before the CIA, because Time was around, you know, when I was just a little boy. The CIA wasn't started until the early 1950s, but be that or may, they all work together. Go right ahead.
So Aaron Russo said that the Federal Reserve wanted to get more money, so they said, well, let's get the women to work. Then we will have more money, more tax money. And so when women go to work, and leave their babies with at daycares, the children get abandonment issues. And I believe this sets them up for a lot of pain and heartache, you know, as they grow up.
Well, you may very well be right. Certainly a child needs a mother. And when I grew up, why, you know, my mother was at home, my dad worked. That's the way it used to be. The woman was in the home, the man was working, and he could make enough money to support his family. But today, you know, Cindy, with the prices as they are, and then this desire for materialism, and everybody's got to have this beautiful home and beautiful cars. Why, a lot of women actually want to work, and it's the worst thing in the world. They should be home. Raising a child's a full-time business.
Yes.
Well, I sure miss Aaron Russo. I got to know him pretty well, and he was a great American.
Did he ever find the Savior?
I do not know. I really never asked him specifically on that subject. Probably should have.
I witness wherever I go. Because I wasn't sure I was going to heaven until 1999 when I renounced my infant baptism, catechism, and secret order. So I heard Bill Fay gave a program on witnessing in 96 up in an Arvada church, and I went there, so I learned how to witness. And I want everybody to know for sure they're going to heaven. So I just ask everybody I meet almost, on the bus, on the light rail train, you know, clerks, because I want everybody to know for sure they're going to heaven. And I meet really nice believers, too. I say, may I tell you the name of the Savior in Hebrew? And then, well, if they're Jewish, they often tell me, oh, well, I'm Jewish. And then I say, do you believe there's a heaven and a hell? And when you die, where's your spirit going? So I want to know if they know for sure they're going to heaven, and if they don't, I want to lead them to the Savior. Because it was a new life for me when I found the Savior.
I think that's such an important thing to do, and God bless you for being on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization that we are engaged in today, and most people don't understand who really runs this world. This world is run by Satan, and we need to take it back, and we need to preserve the souls of people for eternity. So God bless you for what you do.
Thank you
so very much for calling. Anything you wanted to say before I let you go?
Well, Yeshua is the name of the Savior in Hebrew. He died for our sins 2,000 years ago. It's the only way
to that. God bless.
Thank
and my telephone number again, 877-254-75.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function, it boosts your immune system, and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, the last segment of this morning's program, and I enjoy the open lines because they always go so quickly. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you on any subject you'd like to talk on. We truly are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle, and that is what most of the people who talk on this subject miss. And by so missing it, of course, they really are incapable of altering the course of events. But there really are people who belong to satanic societies who know what they're doing. Now, most of the people who belong really don't know. They're simply going along to get along, and you get a lot of money, and you do very well financially when, of course, you go along with the agenda. But the people at the very top know exactly what they've done and what they're doing, and they serve the other god. Well, who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Doctor. Oh, there you are. Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Karen in Thornton. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Karen?
Blessed and highly favored. Thank God. I wanted to bring to the audience's attention Target stores. I don't know who else is doing it, but I know Target stores are now scanning your driver's license for purchasing video games. And it doesn't seem to matter if they're rated for teen, which is the more, I guess, graphic or more adult content video games, but they are scanning all video games. They need a copy of your driver's license, and they don't just look at it to make sure that you're of age to purchase more mature games. They scan your driver's license for buying any video game. So I did a little bit of research, and the only thing I've been able to come up with is on consumerist.com, I believe, but it's been happening all over the country, and people are so naive. They don't pay attention. They have these discount cards, and they don't understand, because they're not awake as yet, that these discount cards are just simply ways to track what you're doing and keep your daily habits on record. And this latest thing, when I'm hoping that people protest, as I did, and don't give Target that business, because
there's
no reason.
Well, what happened when you objected? What did they say?
Well, the young man who was the cashier was just that. He was probably a college student. He had no idea. He was just following orders. So he had no idea why all of a sudden your driver's license or some form of state ID has to be scanned for you to purchase a video game, because I asked. And I said, well, is there a manager available that I can speak to? Because I don't agree with having to have my license and all of my personal information put into some database because I'm purchasing a video game. And, you know, he had no idea.
Well, people, we've got to get people to understand that they're keeping records on everything about us, everything we do. They're watching us all the time with their satellites and with their cameras and, you know, they're monitoring our movements and everything we buy. People need to understand and be able to speak intelligently on that and echelon where they listen to our telephone calls. Everything is being monitored in preparation for the coming dictatorship. And basically, all of this information is permanently stored electronically. They're going to take us into the cashless society. Just keep talking and talking and talking about it. And, you know, right. When people hear this the first time, it sounds absurd. But after they think about it a while, it should be so obvious. This has nothing to do with tracking the terrorists. Because we're financing the terrorists. We always finance the terrorists. It has to do with controlling us.
Well, I just wanted to, and thank you for that. That's absolutely true, and people are so caught up in these egomaniacal plots such as Facebook, and they don't understand that it's not just the arena for look at me, and I'm special and I'm important because you get to see what I'm doing every minute of the day. But, you know, the people on your friends list aren't the only ones who are watching. So, indeed, we're dumbed down, but I just keep spreading the word and thank God for you and KHNC, American Freedom Network, and we appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome, and I agree with you. Thank God for the American Freedom Network, a wonderful voice for getting information out in Colorado. And we have similar voices, you know, in upstate New York and in eastern Washington and through the miracle of shortwave and the Internet all across the nation. And you know, more and more people are becoming aware. I think you can just tell from the response we've got this morning of all the great callers, for all on different subjects, but people are beginning to see what's going on, and they are involved. So we have a great deal to be thankful for. I hope you'll encourage people to listen to our programs.
Absolutely, I do. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. We hope that you will make it a project to listen to our programs here. So listen to our programs on the other networks. You can get them at radioliberty.com, our website. Just scroll down to listen, and you go to our web, Soundwave 2000, and you can listen 24 hours a day. You won't get very much accomplished, but you'll get a lot of information. I'm just saying this. Of course, I don't expect you to listen 24 hours a day, but encourage others to listen. And through the miracle of the Internet and now our Genesis programs, you can pick up on a regular telephone by calling 760-LOW-SS11. That's 760-LOW-SS11. You can get our programs on shortwave 3 hours a day, on the KU band satellite 9 hours a day. We have the vehicles for getting the information out, and there's all sorts of new vehicles. We just need your help in getting people to listen, and more people are becoming aware. We'll be back in a moment here to wrap up today's program here at the American Freedom Network.
Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we continue our series of studies on Messiah, Yeshua, and the Seven Feasts of the Lord. The Voice of Many Waters congregation meets every Shabbat at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Services begin at 1 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562 for more information. Check us out on the web at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Shabbat Shalom.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our open line program this morning. And I think it's so important when you actually hear this young man back from Afghanistan telling us about how why we have our servicemen over there guarding the opium fields in Afghanistan, because we've told you this many times. But this is what it's all about. Basically, we have a war on drugs. The CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in the entire world. You say one thing, you do the opposite, and nobody can understand. We have a war on cancer, and the whole idea is to promote cancer so more people will die, but you can't tell the people that. We have a war on poverty, and the whole idea is to lower the living standards of our people and throw more of them into poverty. We have 46 million Americans on food stamps, and we got a war on poverty? Come on now. I mean, do you really believe that? You know, there's only a handful of terrorists in the whole world. And certainly that's why the Israelis had to release 1,027 terrorists to get back one soldier, so you'd have more terrorists. It's catch and release, just like fishing, only this is a far different game. You need to get the information. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. Get the syllabuses, go with that. Get our DVD on the best enemies money could buy, how we finance our enemies in all of the wars, the war on communism, the war on Nazism, how we actually finance the Nazis during the Second World War. And, of course, we have a number of books on that. We have the book America's Nazi Secret, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. We have a Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, Dr. Cuddy's great little book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. The Power Elite, the Secret Nazi Plan. It's available from Radio Liberty. Get the information. Help us to get it out across America. If any of you want the copy of the letter I found among Colonel House's papers back in the Sterling Library when I went through Colonel House's papers in 1980, where Ambassador Dodd's asking why 100 American corporations are in Germany building the weapons for the German military when they can't make a profit, and building up the military. That was 36. 2 years later, of course, Hitler invades Austria and the Sudetenland, and the rest is history. What people don't know is that we had people like Alan Dulles working with Heinrich Himmler during the war. Alan Dulles, later to become the head of the CIA. Alan Dulles, who sat on the Warren Commission to cover up the truth about, of course, the murder of an American president. Alan Dulles, along with his brother, John Foster Dulles, who became Secretary of State, two of the people who were actually at Versailles with Colonel House and led to the formation of the Council on Foreign Relations. Understand that you need to have the information so you can discuss it intelligently. And, Sydney, you go back to 1979. The United States put the Ayatollahs in power in Iran in preparation for the war that's coming. Help us get the information out. We're going to war with Iran one way or another. How it's going to come about, I don't know. Will it be a false flag operation? Israel do it? Our number, 1-800-544-9797. May the Lord.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque, or